跟我们来学习义人之福。
Tonight we will learn about the blessing of the righteous from Psalm 37.
我们一个人如果活在神的祝福当中，你会发现，生活真的是一种享受。
And we will realize that we will enjoy our life if we are able to live in the blessing of God.
但是要怎么才能够得福呢？
But how can we receive these blessings?
圣经有指出很多不同的方法。
And the Bible mentions a lot of different ways.
其中有一个方法就是要做义人。
And one of the ways is to be a righteous person.
就是我们一直努力一个目标，我要做义人。
And we have to put an effort and make it our goal to be a righteous person.
那神的恩典不必要祈求，自然就会临到。
And we will not need to ask for the blessings of God, but we will receive them automatically.
这是我们信仰的一种追求。
And this is something that we can pursue in our faith.
这也是信仰的一种体验。
And this is also an experience that we can have in our faith.
那有时候我们常常想，我信耶稣不是因信称义吗？
And a lot of times we think that when we believe in God, we are called to be righteous by faith.
就是我受洗，我罪都被赦免了，就变称义了。
And we think that we have been called righteous because we have been baptized and our sins have been forgiven.
这个圣经两面所讲的这个义有两种。
And the Bible mentions two kinds of righteousness.
第一个义就是我们信耶稣受洗。
The first righteousness is when we believe in God and we are baptized.
神给我们一件白衣，这个是白白称义。
And and God gives us a white garment, and so we are righteous by a white garment.
这是完全是恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
那我们说义人得福，这个义就是第二种的义。
And when we refer to the blessings of a righteous person, this righteous person is the second type of righteousness.
因为我们受洗起来，罪虽然洗干净了，但是那个罪性还在。
Because even though our sins were washed away during baptism, we still have this sinful nature within us.
所以脾气啦、个性啦、我们想法、人生观，有时候没有努力，还是没有办法改变。
So if we do not put an effort into the way we think or our attitude and character, then we cannot change.
所以这个第二种义就是靠着神的帮助，我们一直改变。
So the second type of righteousness is through the help of God, we continue to change.
能够达到神那样的标准。
So we can obtain the standards set by God.
这是第二种的白衣啊。
So this is the second type of white garment.
所以圣经才说义人要发光像太阳。
And that is why the Bible says the righteous will shine like the sun.
这个义人不只是受洗，而且是很努力去追求行为很完全的人，将来在天国他的荣耀要像太阳。
And so this righteous does not only refer to those who are baptized, but those who put an effort, and they will be glorious and shine in heaven.
那启示录十九章说，主耶稣再来就是婚宴。
And in Revelation chapter 19, it says that when Jesus comes again, there will be a banquet.
那主耶稣就是新郎。
And Jesus would be the groom.
那这个教会每个人就是新娘。
And everyone in the church would be the bride.
那我们要穿什么？
So what will we wear?
光明洁白的细麻衣。
We will wear fine linen, bright and clean.
那这是什么？
And what is this?
就是我们信徒所行的义。
And these are the righteous acts of the believers.
这个就是我们信仰生活去追求的那一件白衣。
This is the white garment that we want to pursue in our faith.
所以如果我们能够在神的面前变成义人。
So for us to be righteous before God.
不但来世要发光像太阳，在今生也有很多的体验。
Not only will we shine as brightly as the sun, in our latter life, but in this life, we will also have a lot of experiences.
真的，如果有神的祝福，有时候我们觉得发现，我们生活不必要活得这么辛苦。
When we receive the blessings of God, we realize that we do not have to live so effortless with so much effort in our lives.
真的需要一个礼拜做七天吗？
Do we really need to work 7 days a week?
连安息日都没有，这样才能生活吗？
Can we live without Sabbath?
哦，我们真的一天要做十几个小时，这样才能生活吗？
Can we live because we work 10 some hours a day?
当然没有神的恩典，当然有时候是需要这样。
And if we do not have the grace of God, sometimes we have to live like this.
那如果有神的恩典，真的不需要活得这么辛苦。
But if we have the grace and blessings of God, then we will not have to live such a hard life.
所以做义人啊，这个不只是来世，在今生你会发现，因为活在神的恩典当中啊，生活很轻松。
So to be a righteous person, we will realize that we will live very carelessly in this life also.
啊，首先我们来看两个例子，再来看诗篇三十七篇。
So we will look at two examples first before we turn to Psalm 37.
我们先来看亚伯兰的例子。
Let us look at the example of Abraham.
创世纪十七章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章。
Genesis 17.
第一节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Verse 1, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
这个神向亚伯兰显现。
So here the Lord appeared to Abram.
先对他说，我是全能的神。
He said, I am the God Almighty.
为什么要这样讲？
Why did he say this?
如果你认识我是全能的神。
If you know that I am the God Almighty.
你愿意照我的话做。
And you're willing to do as I say.
那你恩典一定用不完了。
Then you will have abundance in blessings.
那下面才说，你要在我面前做完全的。
And then he said, you must be blameless before me.
在我面前，就是在神的标准里面是完全的。
To be blameless before God is to be blameless according to the standards of God.
我今天很多人，有时候连我们自己都觉得我没有问题，我不错啊。
And a lot of people today, including ourselves, we feel like we do not have any problems.
这是因为我们对神认识不够。
And that is because we do not know God enough.
在这个完全的神面前。
Before the perfect God.
我们人都有很多的缺点，不义。
We have many weaknesses.
都有很多地方要改变。
And many ways that we can change.
所以在我面前做完全人，就在神的标准之下，我们一直去追求进步。
And so to walk before God and be blameless, that means that under God's standards, we continue to improve.
那如果这样，第二节，我就跟你立约。
And if we do this, then God will confirm his covenant with us.
那立约做什么？祝福。这个约就是祝福。
And this covenant is a blessing.
那亚伯兰真的是很努力去做。
So Abraham put great effort into doing this.
所以如果我们看到二十二章，神要试验亚伯兰。
So we know in chapter 22, when God wanted to test Abraham,
给他一件事情做,
he gave him a test to
献独生子,
and that is to sacrifice his only son.
这个很难啊,
this is very difficult.
但亚伯兰真的做到了,
but Abraham was able to do it.
所以到24章, 我们看 一句话在描写亚伯兰的一生。
So in chapter 24, we can look at a phrase that talks about the life of Abraham.
24章的第一节。
Chapter 24, verse 1.Verse 1, Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way.
这里说亚伯兰虽然年纪大,
Here it says that although Abraham was very old,
但是一切事神, 神都赐福给他。
But God blessed him in every way.
这句话是有, 如果我们从前面来看, 是有原因的。
And so if you look at the previous chapters, we know there is a reason to this.
因为他在神面前做完全。
Because he was blameless before God.
所以神在每一件事情上都赐福给他。
So in every way, God blessed him.
那这二十四章的第一节这样讲，接下去就在提到以撒的婚姻。
And after chapter 24, verse 1, it talks about the marriage of Isaac.
这也是神给他的祝福。
And this was also a blessing from God.
所以这个做义人确实是非常好的一个我们信仰生活的目标。
And so to be a righteous person is a very good goal that we can pursue in our faith.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
Let us turn to a different example.
我们看列王记上第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王第三章是所罗门当王以后对他的父亲的一个描写。
And so 1 Kings chapter 3 is After King Solomon became the king, this is what he said about his father.
我们知道，如果我们家人说我们是好人，我们是真的好人。
We know if our family members say that we are a good person, then we are truly good.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为家人每天跟我们活在一起。
Because the family members live with us every day.
所以有时候我们父母，当然我们大家都很尊敬父母。
And of course, we pay great respect to our parents.
或者说我们都很爱我们的儿子。
And we love our children.
但是我们自己对自己的儿子或父母，到底他好不好？其实每个人都有一个感觉在里面。
But we have a feeling within us whether or not we see our parents or our children as good or bad.
那这里第六节所罗门在描写他父亲。
In verse 6, Solomon talks about his father. Verse 6, Solomon answered, You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day.
这里大卫说不是所罗门说就是我的父亲在你面前你向他施大恩典。
And here Solomon said that God has shown his father David great kindness.
这个是所罗门本身观察的因为他同一个家庭也是他的体验。
This is something that Solomon observed because he was in the same family. He also experienced this.
你就向他施大恩典。
You have shown him great kindness.
甚至现在是他的儿子坐在他的王位上。
And have even given him a son to sit on the throne today.
大卫真的得到神很多恩典。
And David received many blessings from God.
原因是什么？
And what was the reason?
如果我们看这个第六节的前面。
If you look at the beginning portion of verse 6,
我的父亲大卫用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你面前。
It says, My father David, he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart.
神虽然看不见。
Even though we cannot see God.
对大卫来讲，神是真实的。
For David, God was very real.
所以他每一天啊因为存着很敬畏的心，很完全的心，要在神面前来过他的生活。
So every day he used a very reverent and wholehearted heart to come before God.
他试着要做义人。
And he tried to be a righteous person.
所以他的体验就是神啊，在他生活中给他很多的恩典。
So his experience was that God gave him a lot of blessings in his life.
当然我们知道大卫有一次犯错很大的错。
But we know that David committed a great sin.
但是神还是赦免他。
But God still forgave him.
神真的是爱他。
Because God truly loved him.
他在神面前真的是一个义人。
And before God, he was a righteous man.
所以这是我们今天要努力的。
So this is what we need to put effort into today.
我们为着生活的需要，有很多的心，很多的注意力都在这个世界，这是难免的。
For the needs that we have, we put a lot of our attention on the things of this world.
但是如果我们要享受神的恩典，我们也要把注意力，把我们的用心，追求在神面前做义人。
But if we are to enjoy the blessings of God, then we need to put our attention into being a blameless person before God.
那我们现在来看，生命记怎么描写，什么叫做义。
So let us look at how Deuteronomy talks about what it means to be righteous.
第六章二十五节。生命记第六章二十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 25.
第六章的二十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 25. And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God as he had commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
看二十四。
Verse 24, The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God so that we might always prosper and be kept alive as is the case today.
这里说神赐给我们一些律例典章要让我们敬畏他那我们就可以常得好处。
Here it says, The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God so that we might always prosper.
因为是 prosper 就是兴盛得好处所以这样看起来一个人能不能得好处就是说得神的恩典跟遵守诫命有关系
So here we can see a connection between being prosperous and receiving the blessings of God and obeying God's decrees.
敬畏神遵守诫命,
if we are able to obey God's decrees and fear the Lord, then we will receive His blessings.
25节,
Verse 25.
我们照神吩咐一切诫命谨守遵行, 这就是我们的义。
If we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord of God as He had commanded us, that would be our righteousness.
所以义人要得福, 那我怎么做义人呢?
So for a righteous person to receive blessings, how do we be righteous?
有两步。
There are two steps.
第一个, 要了解神的诫命。
First, we must know God's commandments.
这个就是要读圣经, 要听道, 要去默想神的话。
We must know His commandments through reading the Bible and meditating on the Word of God.
第二步,
the second step
要去谨守遵行,
is to keep these laws and obey them.
当我们知道一些道理啊, 有时候你要去做的时候, 你就真的很难了。
Even though we may know some teachings, for us to put it into action may be very difficult.
所以有个弟兄说, 我信主20年。
There was a brother who said that he believed for 20 years.
到现在为止, 我每一次献十一捐, 还是觉得很难。
Even today, he feels that it is very difficult for him to offer tithe.
这个道理他已经懂20年。
He knows this teaching for 20-some years.
但是他觉得要完全这样做很难。
But he thinks it's very difficult to carry it out.
那这个就要祷告。
So he needs to pray.
这只是一个例子。
And this is just an example.
有时候我们知道不可以生气。
Sometimes we know that we should not become angry.
这个道理我们知道。
We know this teaching.
但是做不到。
But we cannot do it.
那做不到在这件事情我们就不义了。
And because we cannot do it, then in this area we are unrighteous.
所以要谨守遵行就要祷告。
So to obey and observe, then we need to pray.
所以我们如果把那个祷告放在要使自己更进步上，神一定会非常喜悦。
If we are able to pray about it and to make an effort to improve ourselves, then this will be very pleasing to God.
那到新约时代怎么做义人?
So in the New Testament, how do we be a righteous person?
我们现在看马太福音的第五章。
Let us first look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
48节。
Verse 48. Verse 48, be perfect therefore as your heavenly Father is perfect.
这个是主耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus said.
说你们要完全。
He said, be perfect.
这句话就是我们不完全。
That means that we are imperfect.
如果我们完全, 主耶稣就不需要讲了。 你们已经完全了, 但是他说你们要完全, 表示一种鼓励。
If we were perfect already, then God would not need to tell us to be perfect, but He's told us to be perfect to encourage us.
那像你们的天父一样完全。
Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
就是天上的神。
And that is the Father in heaven.
完全就是 没有缺点,
to be perfect means that he has no flaws.
完全就是公义, 没有罪,
and that means he is righteous without sin.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
And this is a goal that we should put effort into achieving.
那我们就想, 那这个太抽象了, 神又看不见, 什么是像天父一样完全。
So we may think that we cannot see God, so how can we be perfect like him?
主耶稣来世界。
When Jesus came to this world,
约翰福音说, 从来没有人看见神。
In John, it says that there was no one who had ever seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And only the
父的独生, 天父的独生子,
only the only son of the Father
把神表明出来,
was able to manifest God himself.
所以天父的完全在哪里看到?
So where do we see the Father's perfection?
在主耶稣的身上看到。
That is in Jesus Christ.
所以什么叫做完全?
So what is perfect?
什么叫做义人?
What is righteous?
跟主耶稣一样就对了。
That is to be like Jesus.
那个就是义人。
That is a righteous person.
所以主耶稣就是我们的标准。
So Jesus is our standard.
主耶稣的话就是我们的标准。
And his words are our standard also.
我们主耶稣跟不同的地方就是我们努力的目标。
Where we differ from Jesus is an area that we can improve on.
那这样我们一直在进步啊, 我们就越来越变成义人。
And as we continue to improve, we will become more righteous.
那神就越来与我们同在。
And God will abide with us even more.
神的福气就越来越充满在我们生活。
And we can see His blessings even more abundantly in our lives.
义人要确实可以得福。
And the righteous will truly be blessed.
好，我们回来诗篇三十七篇来看，到底义人得什么福？
So let us turn back to Psalm 37 to see what kind of blessings the righteous will receive.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
这个三十七篇有一个对比。
There is a comparison in the psalm.
一个就是作恶的恶人。
One is the evil man.
哦，那另外一个就是义人。
And the other is the righteous man.
所以从三十七篇的第一节一直讲到十七节。
So from verse 1 to verse 17.
这是在讲恶人。
This talks about the evil man.
那这个恶人呢，也可以看到他的表面的现象。
And so we can see his doings from a superficial level.
这个恶人有时候我们仔细看，他有时候生活也过得很好。
We can see on the surface that he lives a very good life.
那其他的圣经也有描写。
And the Bible also records other things about his life.
身体健康，事业很顺利。
That he is very healthy, and then he is very prosperous in what he does.
所做的好像都很好，结果很好。
It seems that he obtains a good result in whatever he does.
这个是一个表象。
And so this is the things that you can see.
所以有时候一个义人看见恶人他就心怀不平，第一节。
And so sometimes when a righteous person sees these evil people, then they become envious.
说不要为作恶心怀不平。
But in verse 1 it says, do not fret because of evil men.
为什么会心怀不平？
And so why would you fret or become envious?
好像我做善没有善报，做恶没有恶报，那我要为什么要去做善？
Because you feel that you are not commended for doing good, so why would you go and do good?
这是他的表象。好像一个弟兄在开计程车。
So there is a brother who was driving a taxi.
他说我很诚实，我每次载客人我都是找那个最短的距离载。
And he said, I'm very honest. Every time I have a passenger, I choose the shortest way to go.
但是他信主以后，有一段时间也心里不是很平衡。
But after he came to believe, there was a period of time where he felt very, he did not feel very easy in his heart.
因为他看到他的同业，有的就是多拐两个弯，然后多绕两条街，就多赚了一些钱。
He felt that it was very unfair because he saw his co-workers that they would make some extra turns to make more money.
所以他就在问那到底我可不可以这样做？
So he was asking, can I do this?
这是一个很实际的，看起来是小问题，但是这是一个很重要人生的原则。
And this seems like a small problem, but this is a very important principle in your life.
这就是说，他多绕两个圈，他多赚了一些钱，好像他也没有什么不好。
It seems like there is no wrong that he made two extra circles to make more money.
但是我这样都是找最短的距离替他省钱，我也好像没有什么好。
And it seems that it doesn't benefit me to find the shortest way and to help the person save money.
那如果这个没有用道理把心结打开来真的会心怀不平，以致作恶。第八节。
And so if you do not use the word of God to untie this knot in your heart, then it will really lead you to fret about this matter.
所以要止住怒气不要心怀不平以致作恶，就是说他也跟着他的同行这样他在人的时候多绕两个圈，多赚一点钱，这个就是一起作恶。
And so it says here that in verse 8 that we should refrain from anger and turn from wrath and do not fret and do not be like the other people.And making more money.
好，那我们现在看这个恶人的结果是什么。
So let us look at the result of the evil people.
好，我们二十节。
In verse 20.
恶人却要灭亡，神的仇敌要像羊羔的自由，他们要消灭，如同消灭云烟。
Verse 20, but the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish like smoke.
我们再看三十五节。
Let us look at verse 35. 35. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in its native soil. 36. But he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found.
啊，这个地方说，恶人一阵子好像大有势力。
And it seemed that in an instant the wicked person was flourishing.
好像一棵树，啊，青翠的树。
Like a green tree.
哦，这个表示说它长得很好，很引人注目。
And this flourishing like a green tree means that he is growing very well and people are noticing him.
生意做得很大，很引人注目。
And so he may be flourishing in his business.
但三十六节。
But in verse 36.
有人从那里经过，不料他没有了，我寻找他也寻不见。
But he soon passed away and was no more, though I looked for him, he could not be found.
为什么？他已经被神拔掉了。
Because he has already been uprooted by God.
所以这个结果是不好的。
So the result is not good.
好，那我们现在再来看这个义人，义人的结果是什么？
Now look at the end result of the righteous person.
好，我们来看十七节。
Let us look at verse 17. Verse 17, for the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous.
这里说神要扶持义人。
Here it says the Lord will uphold the righteous.
这个是非常大的福气。
This is a great blessing.
神看不见啊。
We cannot see God.
就是说一个人，一个很脆弱的人后面是神在替他撑腰啊。
Behind a very weak person, God is upholding them.
那就没有害怕了。
So we have nothing to fear.
我们看二十四节。
Let us look at verse 24. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
他虽然失脚，就是因为人嘛，人就是有限的，失脚就是踢到东西，遇到困难，他就好像要跌倒了。
Here it says, though he may stumble, this is because he's human, and humans are limited, so they may encounter difficulties.
所以这里说不致全身扑倒，全身扑倒的就是说爬不起来了，或者受伤太重，他爬不起来。
Here it says he will not fall. This means that he may be injured so greatly that he cannot rise up again.
所以有一阵子他好像有不顺的时候，但是到最后是神用手扶持他。
And though it may appear that he is going through a stage where things are not going smoothly, but God is upholding him with his hand.
所以义人啊，是一个不倒翁啊，你把他推倒还会再起来。
This means that for a righteous person, you may cause them to stumble, but they will not fall.
圣经有两个人哦，找不出缺点。
There are two people in the Bible who you cannot find any flaws.
第一个是约瑟。
The first is Joseph.
第二个是但以理。
And the second is Daniel.
从圣经看起来找不到缺点。
And from the Bible, we do not see any flaws in their character.
那只可见这两个人在神面前呢是相当完全。
And so before God, they are perfect.
但这两个人他也曾经有扑倒。
But these,
好像有失脚快要跌倒。
But these two men, they also encountered situations where it seemed that they were about to stumble.
约瑟就是被卖。
And this is when Joseph was sold.
被卖到埃及。
When he was sold to Egypt.
然后被害下到监牢。
And when they plotted against him so that he went to jail.
但是他的后面是神在撑住他。
But God was upholding him.
所以到最后，一跳变成宰相。
So in the end, he became commander of the land.
连那卖他的哥哥都很害怕。
Even the brothers who sold him were very afraid of him.
这是一个实际的例子。
And this is a very real example.
那第二个例子就是但以理。
The second example is Daniel.
但以理也是相当完全。
And Daniel was also very perfect.
很敬畏神。
He feared God.
他不拜偶像。
He did not worship idols.
也不向王下跪。
And he did not bow before the king.
所以他好像失脚了，被丢到狮子坑去了。
And it seemed like he had stumbled. He was thrown into the lion's den.
但是他没有扑倒，没有他爬不起来。
But he did not fall.
因为神在后面扶着他。
Because God was upholding him.
所以把那个狮子的嘴都封起来。
So he closed the mouth of the lions.
所以他还活着。
So he was able to live.
所以我们就可以很清楚知道，只要是做义人，有神在后面与我们同在，什么都不怕。
So we can clearly see that if we are a righteous person, as long as we have God behind us, there's nothing to fear.
哦，你虽然失脚，你到最后还是会爬起来。
Even though we may stumble, we will again rise up.
那这就是福气啊。
And this is a blessing.
哦，啊，所以在那个阿摩哦，以斯帖记里面。
So in Esther.
啊，当时人要害以色列百姓。
The people wanted to plot against the Israelites.
哦，那有人就说了，如果你要跟以色列百姓敌对，你绝对会输的。
And they said, someone said that if you want to be the enemy and go against the Israelites, you will surely lose.
因为他们后面是有神撑住的。
Because they have God upholding them.
哦，你要怎么去得胜呢？
So how can you be victorious?
所以莫迪改啊，一个很短暂的时间，好像他得胜了。
And so it seemed like Mordecai was victorious.
那最后他输了。
But in the end, he lost.
连生命也没有。连他的命也没有了。
And he lost his face also.
哦，所以我们一个人最重要就是要做神认为对的事情。
So for us today, the most important thing is to do what is right in the eyes of God.
这个就是义人。
This is to be righteous.
那神就要扶持他。
And God will uphold them.
要与他同在。
And will abide with them.
那这个人就不会完全跌倒爬不起来。
And this person will not fall to the extent that they cannot rise up again.
好，我们看第八节。诗篇三十七篇的第八节。
Let us look at Psalm 37, verse 8.
不是第八，让我看一下。十八节。
Verse 18.
说神知道完全人的日子，他的产业留到永远。
Verse 18. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and the inheritance will endure forever.
这里说。一个人如果是义人完全人神知道他的日子
Here it says for a righteous person God knows their days
请问我们谁知道我们在公司上班什么时候会被 lay off
And for us today how many of us know when we will be laid off in our work
我们不知道
We do not know
但是神知道完全人的日子
But God knows the days of the blameless
就是我们将来会遇到什么困难神都知道
So the difficulties we'll encounter in the future, God knows all of this.
那这个神知道是什么意思?
So what does it mean that God knows?
我们看那个出埃及记啊，以色列百姓在痛苦的时候，神说我要下来看。
We know that in an Exodus, when the Israelites were suffering, God said He'll come down to see.
神真的下来。
And God truly did.
然后神就拣选摩西。
And He chose Moses.
就把他救出来了。
And to save the people.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说啊，我的困难，我的痛苦，没有人知道，我觉得很可怜。
Sometimes we feel very pitiful that no one knows our sorrows or our suffering.
但是如果我们是义人
，But if we are righteous person,
完全人
，If we are blameless and perfect,
我们的痛苦神知道
，Then God will know our sufferings and sorrows.
我们的困难神知道
，God will know our difficulties.
那这太好了
，And this is a good thing.
为什么？
Why?
如果看三十五节
，We look at verse 35.
二十五节
，verse 25. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread.
这大卫说，他从年幼一直看到年老，他有一个结论。
Here David said that he had a conclusion from when he was young to when he was old.
就是说，义人不会被丢弃的。
And that conclusion is that the righteous would not be forsaken.
不会被神丢弃的。
The righteous will not be forsaken by God.
有时候人年纪大会被小孩子丢弃，这有可能啊。
Sometimes the elderly are forsaken by their children.
因为如果小孩子不敬畏神，没有神的爱，他真的就不管你了。
Because for the children who do not have the love of God or who do not fear God, they may not have any regard for their parents.
但是如果一个人是完全人，是义人。
But if a person is perfect and righteous,
神不会丢弃他。
God will not forsake them.
神不会丢弃他，就神会看顾他。
God will not forsake them means that God will take care of them.
他下面说，也没有看过他的后裔向人讨饭。
And in the latter portion of the verse, it says, "I have not seen the children begging for bread."
这是何等的好啊！
And this is good.
所以这个神不但看顾义人，连他的子孙神都看顾。
God not only looks after the righteous, but also their descendants.
神为什么把罗德救出来？
Why did God save Lot?
不是罗德做得好。
It was not because Lot did good.
是神纪念罗德。
But because God remembered Lot.
所以这个当父母的，如果是义人，完全人。
If the parents are righteous and perfect,
神的恩典也临到我们的下一代。
Then God's blessings will also carry on to the next generation.
所以亚伯兰已经死了好几百年，圣经还说神纪念亚伯兰，所以就看顾以色列民。
And so even though Abraham had passed away for a lot of years, God remembered Abraham and looked after his descendants.
好，我们再看三十一节。
Let us look at verse 30. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. 31. The law of his God is in his heart, his feet do not slip.
这里说神的律法在他心里面。
Here it says the law of God is in his heart.
就他心里面有神的道理啊。
So he is the word of God in his heart.
这个当然是要去追求。
This is something that you must pursue.
那因为心里有神的道，所以三十节说他嘴巴谈论就是智慧，智慧就是神的话。
And because this law is in his heart, he speaks and utters wisdom, which is the word of God.
那他的舌头讲公平。
And his tongue speaks what is just.
那这样的人哦，最后一句啊，三十一节最后说他的脚不滑跌。
So for these people, in the latter portion of verse 31, it says his feet do not slip.
啊，也就是说哦，他在生活中可以站得很稳。
That means that they can stand very firmly in their daily life.
这个就是福气。
And this is a blessing.
不会滑跌，滑跌就是你没有办法控制倒下去了。
And they will not slip, which means that they will not lose control and fall.
神要与他同在。
God will abide with them.
我们再看37节。
Let us look at verse 37. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace.
这个地方说，看完全人、正直人、和平人有好的结局。所以我们看到最后，如果一个人真的生活中有在进步，也真的在神面前很努力当义人，你可以看到他的人生结果一定很好。
So for a person who puts an effort into becoming blameless before God, we will see that they will have a good outcome in their life.
所以有时候我们需要在义跟利当中做一个选择。
And so sometimes we need to make a decision between righteousness
and 利。这十七节，我们看十七节。
Verse 16. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked.
这个就是义跟利会冲突，现在社会就是非常实在。
And so there's a conflict here, and this is very realistic for our society today.
一个义人虽然他有的很少，但是比一个恶人很有更好。
So it is better that the righteous have a little than be very wealthy but wicked.
这个真的是一个很大不同的观念。
And so this is a understanding that is very different.
也就是说，如果我是义人哦，虽然少也没有关系啦。
That is to say that it is okay for me to have very little but be righteous.
为什么
？Why？
因为神的恩典是丰富的。
Because the blessings of God are sufficient and abundant.
神要与他同在。
And God will abide with them.
所以少一点也没有关系。
So it doesn't matter if they have a little.
生活也可以过得很好，很幸福。
They can still live a very good and blissful life.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
356首。
356.